The new novel, The Girl in the Red Coat by Kate Hamer, is already a bestseller in the UK. It is a debut novel, and it explores love, loss, family, and the ways in which we remember who we are. The novel tells the story of 8-year-old Carmel, who has always been different, sensitive, dreamy, and distracted. Her newly single mom, Beth, has one constant gnawing worry that Carmel, who has a tendency to wander off, will one day go missing, and then it happens at a local festival. Carmel sneaks under a table to read a book. When she gets up, her mother is gone, and a stranger is there claiming to be her grandfather. The new novel is The Girl in the Red Coat, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Kate Hamer to the roundtable this morning. Kate, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for asking me.
What brought you to this particular story?
I think a number of things all came together at the same time. I had a very sort of strong and powerful image of a little girl standing in a red coat in a forest, and I kind of knew she was lost in that image. And in many ways, the mission of the book is to find out what's happened and you know, to actually sort of find out her backstory. The other thing is, I was brought up with a lot of fairy tales when I was a child. And I think probably the tale of Little Red Riding Hood is woven in there somewhere. When I finished the first draft, I actually thought, yes, that's definitely something that stayed with me and it's come out in this story. So it was a few things coming together. The other thing is I've always wanted to write something about mothers and daughters. That's the heart of this book.
Tell us a little bit about this 8-year-old girl who has, as you write, has always been different and in a distracted way, and a little bit about her.
Well, Carmel's 8 years old, and yes, she's a little bit of a strange one. She's got a tendency to wander off. She's quite adult in some ways and quite childish in others. But she's one of those people that you would describe, I think, as an old soul. I mean, here we say an old head on young shoulders or an old soul. And really, the kind of roots to the mystery and her eventual disappearance lie in that strangeness. Without giving too much away, it's one of those books that's quite hard to talk about without giving too many spoilers.
It really is. One of the things that is fascinating, though, as you mentioned, you had this interest in examining the mother-daughter relationship, and I do want to get to that in a moment. But Carmel's mom, Beth, is newly single, and she has this one worry that because she has this tendency to wander off, that one day she will go missing, and then it becomes true. It actually happens. So this, in a way, is a novel very much about worry, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I mean, it's obviously it's a fear that many parents have. And you're right. There is a great deal about worry there, and how really parenthood can make you and unmake you, I think, because of that worry. And Beth is quite an anxious mother, and I mean, that's something I certainly relate to. I think I was probably quite an anxious mother as well. And I think it's just one of those subjects that's there and sort of is not talked about a great deal, actually. It's one of the difficulties of parenthood, I think. And you realise as well that anxiety doesn't really stop, I'm afraid, as well, because you brought this sort of such a precious thing into the world that, you know, that anxiety about something happening or losing it is just present, I think, and part of parenthood, unfortunately.
We talk about worry, but it's also very much a story about guilt, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think when anything bad happens, it's often people's natural reaction to examine their part in it, and particularly when there's others or loved ones involved, is to examine their part in it and sort of try and almost blame themselves, you know, probably quite wrongly most of the time. So that is part and parcel, again, I think, of, you know, one of the aspects of parenthood.
The book, interestingly enough, alternates between Beth's story and Carmel's. Was that the intention from the very beginning, or did you arrive at that?
I very much arrived at it, actually. It's, even though I had this very strong image of the little girl, when I wrote the first chapter, it kind of surprised me a little bit, because it came from Beth straight away, from her mum, talking about her daughter, missing her and remembering her. We're not quite sure what's happened in the first chapter, but we know, you know, something awful has happened. And it just seemed like a really natural way to write the book after that. It's, you know, having those two voices there. It just flowed from that, I think. I've got a fondness for the first chapter as well, because I didn't edit it a great deal, and it's pretty much the same as when I first wrote it, because I edit hugely normally. So I've got a soft spot for the first chapter that it was so little edited.
I don't think there is something, at least for me, that is more difficult to read sometimes than about books about children in danger, children who have been abducted, children who are missing. What do you think it is about that subject that we gravitate to when we want to read a thriller?
I'm not sure about the thriller aspects, actually, but I read something a little while back which just kind of encapsulated everything for me about the novel, and it was something like, books about missing people are crime books and thrillers, but they're also love stories too, always love stories. And I think that's very true of this book. I think it's the love story between mother and daughter is really the beating heart of the novel, I would say.
Yes, there certainly is love and hope and innocence just as much as there is menace.
Yes, very much so. And I would say to readers who might be put off initially by this theme is, without giving too much away, that it goes in a direction that maybe wouldn't be expected. That hopefully I hope to have done something a little bit different with the subject.
When you finish something like this, what do you do next?
You write your next book, which I'm working on at the moment. I've finished probably my third draft of the second novel. So it's quite an exciting and nerve-wracking time at the moment, because I will be pushing send to my agent in the next week or so.
And without giving too much away on that, is it in a similar genre or something completely different?
It's a similar genre, I would say. Again, it's a coming of age story, but with a sort of slightly supernatural twist. That kind of interests me, actually. Those two levels where, you know, it is the normal world, and you introduce something slightly extraordinary into it.
Well, the name of the new novel is The Girl in the Red Coat. It is published by Melville House. Kate Hamer, thank you very much for spending time with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the novel is The Girl in the Red Coat. It is published by Melville House. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.